A teacher said, "Let's be silent so we can hear a pin drop." There was a death-like silence for a minute, and then a boy shouted, "Let her drop!" The 8th chapter of Revelation begins with such a death-like silence. Up until now, the heavenly host have been singing praises to God, but now there's a silence. This has never happened before. This is most unusual. Let's look at it as we study Revelation 8. First of all, look at the pause, verse 1. "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour." Where was the silence? On earth? Oh no! On earth was clamor, confusion, commotion, crying. Where was it? In heaven. Why? It may have been the silence of prayer. The prayers of the saints are about to go up to God. Can it be that everything in heaven is stopped so that the prayers of the saints may be heard? It may be the silence of pain. Sorrow and suffering, terror and torment are about to come down upon the world in ways never before known to man. Can it be that all heaven is waiting to see in breathless expectation if any more will call upon the Lord and be saved from the great tribulation? It may be the silence of perplexity. The hosts of heaven may be wondering, what will the Lord do next? There have been bloody wars, fierce famines, death-dealing plagues on a worldwide scale. Saints have been martyred, and they've called for vengeance against their persecutors. Now, no voice is heard. Can it be that they're wondering, is this the calm before the storm? Look at the presentation in verses 2 and 6. "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound." Seven angels were given seven trumpets. Why? It's the most used instrument in the Bible. It was used for war. In the 4th chapter of Jeremiah, the prophet exclaimed, "Oh, my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war." It was used for worship. Only priests were qualified to blow them. It was important that they blow them with accuracy. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 14:8, "If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle?" It was important that the summons to war be not confused with the summons to worship. It was used for the receiving of the Ten Commandments. It will be used for the rapture of the Christians. How many trumpets were given? Seven. Doesn't this remind you of the fall of Jericho, the city that barred the progress of the children of Israel into the promised land, the city that fell with just the blasts of the trumpets? The priests were given the trumpets. For 7 days they marched about the city blowing the trumpets. On the seventh day they marched about the city seven times. At the blast of the seventh time, what happened? The walls fell flat. Jericho is a type of this present evil world. Just as Jericho fell at the sound of the seven trumpets, so this world as we know it will fall at the sound of the seven trumpets of terror blown by the seven angels of the tribulation. To whom were the trumpets given? To the seven angels which stood before God. These angels are called the angels of the presence of God. They enjoyed a special honor, but they were also a special help to God. We don't know all of them, but one was named Gabriel. He said to Zacharias, "I am Gabriel who stands in the presence of God." Look at the prayers found in verses 3 and 4. "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand." Prayers of whom? The saints. Which saints? Those in heaven? Oh no, they have no petitions in heaven, only praise. The saints on earth, the preaching, the persecuted saints of the great tribulation. For what are they praying? Revelation 6:10 answers, "How long, O Lord, ask the martyrs, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" The people on earth have rejected Jesus. Now there's nothing for them but judgment. They've been vile. Now there'll be vengeance. God will answer speedily. By whom are the prayers presented? An angel. Who is this angel? Throughout the Old Testament, Christ has been presented as the angel of Jehovah. He was the angel who appeared to Abraham, who guided the Israelites, who wrestled with Jacob, who appeared to Moses and Joshua. Now we find him in the book of Revelation pleading for his people. There'll be his people preaching in the great tribulation. Our Lord will plead for them, just as he makes intercession for you and me now. He'll not be indifferent to the problems and pains and persecution. He'll suffer with them, pleading for them. Verse 4 informs us that the smoke of the incense ascended up before God. What does the incense represent? The merit and virtue of our Lord. The prayers of his people are perfected. They're made acceptable to God by the sacrifice of our Savior. However we may strive to be scriptural in our praying, however we may strive to be perfect in our praying, they're not always offered right. There's imperfection in them, and there are inconsistencies in us. With the incense, there's the merit of our Lord. No prayers are lost. They're kept before God. Because of our Lord, they're answered. What will happen with the prayers? The prayers will ascend. What will descend? Pain. When man rejects God's mercy, there's nothing left but misery. When man despises God's grace, there's nothing left but grief. Now, the choice is up to you. What do you want, grace or grief? You will accept God's grace, won't you, and receive Jesus as your Savior now, right now?